presenter training on Air Coach podcast with Nels Mahoney and Tracy Lee. Number 7. Lucky for some, eh? Lucky for you. This one? Why it's important to have that support. Kids on the radio. And 10 non-bullshit ways to be a better presenter. Oh, hello you. Shh, just gotta do a bit of recording.
So where we live, we have a main studio where we do most of our recording, right? Like this podcast. We call it our main studio. It's kind of a little room that we have everything set up in. There's a little room at the back of this building, though, where we kind of do, you know, if the main studio is full up, we'll go down there. The only problem with there is it's not the best studio in the world, right? The audio isn't so brilliant for it, but it'll do. You can work it. You can stick your head in a little box that we built and everything. You can get your job done. The problem is, you see, it's near the road. And you can hear the cars going by. And herself here.
I know where this is going.
you had 4 ads for a client to record. A few days ago. I can't remember what day it was. A few days ago, you had 4 ads. You go, oh, I got to go and do these. And I said, well, listen, I'm doing mine, but you can wait. And I'll do them. I need to do them now. So you ran into the other room with the cars that go by in the background. And have you ever heard somebody doing a really nice voiceover speaking like this and really enunciating the words and getting all the tones just right, and then an articulated truck drives by, and then a bus, and then a tractor? This is the kind of thing you hear.
Don't miss
a cars now
on
a
car. Go get your tickets now. And go! Oh my, did you ever stop? This non-stop. Oh, for ever stop out there! And cars.com. Just go. Oh, off. Get you to up cars. Just stop it.
Proud of yourself? You foul mouth, bloody woman.
Oh, but you know what? It's busy there at the moment. It's tourist season. There's a lot of cars and a lot of roadworks going on. And it was just like so annoying. I mean, if anyone does voiceovers when they're recording, when you're trying to get in that mode of that voiceover and car or something in the background,
it's something
totally
out of your control, isn't it? Something you've no control over. And you have to stop because you'll hear, like in that little room, like you said, it's not our main place to record. So you'll hear
the
noise.
Now they're all going, you know, we thought she was such a sweet, innocent girl.
Bloody hell. But here's the deal, right? Here's the funny thing about it, right? We can laugh about this. You came out of that studio and I'm pissing myself laughing. You're gone. You're furious and I'm laughing. And eventually you end up laughing about it. And you can do that when you're in the same business, right? It's like when you're in work and you're doing a voiceover or you're recording a promo or something for the next week's show or whatever you're doing with the producer and you screw up or the producer screws up. You can have a laugh with it, right? You can kind of go, oh, geez, what are we like? Because you both get the gag and you both get the joke. You can even show each other the WAV file and kind of go, look at your levels on this one, and you get it. And it does kind of drive home how important it is to have somebody there with you, whether you live with them or don't live with them. It doesn't matter. It could be just someone you phone up that gets you, that gives you some sort of support, so that you have. Well, just say you had a gig and you did you were doing your job and you had a nightmare of a show or something, the callers were terrible, or you didn't get callers or whatever it was that didn't go your way. It's really important to be able to say to someone, to be able to vent.
Exactly.
Get it out of your system, isn't it? I think it's actually not
really
only...
You really need that person.
Not only is it important.
Those people there.
It's vital.
Yes.
It's vital.
Somebody to listen, someone to lean on.
Yeah, because we've said this before. What we do as radio presenters is very specific. We're not special people, but what we do is specific. It's like when a pilot is specific. It's what you know, it's not a regular job. And when you have a specific job like ours,
you need someone to just understand what you actually do.
Because not everybody gets it.
Because like the voiceover stuff that I was doing, you've got to change from one thing to another. You've got to change one. Exactly. You're acting. So you're an entertainer. You need to switch on and off and on and off. And they need to, you know, it's very important to have somebody in your corner.
Do you remember you'd meet somebody after your show, whatever, years ago, and you were still in that mode. You hadn't come down yet. And they'd always look at you and they'd go, Hang on, just calm down. Have you just come off air or something? Like, hey, what do you mean if I just come
you're
off
hyper,
air?
You're hyper, yeah.
What do you mean?
You're so hyper.
I just want to get a coffee and a muffin. Would you like a muffin? Muffins are great, aren't they? Do you love muffins? It's like you're on this coffee high,
yeah,
isn't it?
I remember when I was doing late night show and I'd come off the air and everybody was in bed and I'd be going home like, yay, I'm starving, I'm hungry, I want to watch TV, I want to do all these things. And they're like, do you not want to go to bed?
Yeah. Nobody really understands it unless they do it or have some sort of a say in it. And that's not nobody's fault. Obviously, they don't. I don't understand, you know, thermodynamics, if that's even a thing. But, you know, if you live with somebody who works in that, you know, it's going to be
nice
very hard to relate.
Have somebody just to believe in you.
Oh, that's another angle.
Support you and understand as well. I mean, you know, if you're going for a certain job, it's nice to have somebody who understands the type of job you're going for and to build you up and say, yeah, you've got those qualities. You should go for that. You know, just to have that little bit of understanding who you are.
And it doesn't have to be a partner or a spouse. It can be a best pal. It can be your granddad.
Exactly.
It can be your, as we say, it can be your dog. It doesn't matter who or what it is. Just someone, like, actually, you know what? A dog can be pretty good at that. Do you ever sit down on the couch and the dog looks at you and you kind of go, all right, buddy, and the dog looks at you and you kind of go, what a rotten day that was today, Fido. And Fido's there going, tell me all about it. He's like a bartender, you know, just tell me all your troubles and I'll stand here and listen to you. So, you know.
Just like you and your special friend now.
Who's my special friend?
Scrappy. Special four-legged friend.
Scrappy the dog. Yeah, I've inherited a dog called Scrappy. Don't ask me how or why or what, but yeah, apparently I'm his buddy now.
You're the male energy, the loving male energy.
God bless him.
And walks
and everything. I'll have him doing tight links within a week. That dog's bark economy will be amazing. He'll be barking and teasing.
Don't put it past you.
Yeah.
Listen, if you don't have support as well, if you don't have the partner at home or the friends or you just move to a new area, lean on people like past mentors and other friends in the industry who understand what you're going through too.
There you go. Yeah, man, there's a lot of guys I've worked with in the past, program directors that have got on with. I still keep in touch with them. That's a good idea. And you do as well. You were talking to your friend, Clive.
Clive Roylance, who was the PD of Southeast Radio, a very, very good mentor.
You were just in touch with him last week, so yeah.
Yeah, top man, Clive.
Yeah, top man, Clive. But there you go, that's the thing. If somebody has meant something to you in the past even, they can be somebody you can lean on now if you need to. Especially if you have that mutual respect from the past. That doesn't go away. Mutual respect doesn't really go away. Unless you totally screw it up, but you know.
It's nice to recognise where you came from and thank the people that helped you get
where
you were.
You're so welcome, Tracy.
I knew that was coming.
So nice of you, dear, really.
There's a psychotherapist who wrote an article in Forbes magazine called Amy Moran. She says support from a spouse, a family member, friends can truly help advance your career. Having a conscientious partner or friend can go a long, long way. And
Were you reading that?
I was.
Wow.
I was.
Well done.
Yeah.
You're a good reader. What did Barack Obama say?
Barack Obama and Michelle have always discussed the importance of having their spouse by their side.
All right.
Or anybody else.
Yeah, it's important. Yeah, spouse, it is. Like we say, spouse, totally. Friend, dog, doesn't matter. Whatever you get the good feelings
Everybody.
Of. Are we going to sing?
Need somebody.
Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't expect
that just popped into my head, Nails.
Let's not do that again.
I can't really sing at the moment because, as you can hear, my voice is very. I'm getting over a bit of a flu again.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm. Mm.
So thank you for your support during that discussion, obviously.
You're very welcome.
Uh-huh.
He knows I've got his back. I've got his chocolate bar too. You meet a lot of people on the way up the ladder, and sometimes the same people on the way back down. It's always good to acknowledge them at every rung.
When you're talking about people that you've had in your past, like mentors or program directors, you meet a lot of them in your career, right? You meet a hell of a lot of these people. And it's amazing how few actually stick with you or how few of them you want to stick around. Have you noticed that? The majority of people you meet in radio, they're fine. But there's the very few, the gems that stay with you. And you find this out as you go along in your career. who's important and who will be important. You can almost tell who's going to be important in the future because you pick
who has that impact on you.
Yeah, you can almost predict it, but that only comes through experience, because you see this every radio station you go to and work in, you'll see the same people over and over and over again. They just have different faces and wear different clothes, but the same people always show up. So you start to recognize them, and that happens through experience. I mean, I've been doing this since I was 15. When did you start radio? What age were you?
Oh, I was younger than you.
Yeah, you were. You were what, 13?
13. Yeah.
You were 13 years old when you started radio, right? So over the years, you've met a lot of people and you start to see those people show up again and again and again in your life. But actually, 13, that's like, yeah, that was pirate radio
very young, right?
It was local pirate radio, which we had then.
It was community radio.
Community radio, right. So I started in pirate radio when I was 15, and that was a great launch pad. Where do kids start? Like, if you're 13 or 15 now,
where'd you go?
Well, you could... I'm sure you could start.
How did you get in?
Well, literally just a pirate radio station down the road from me, and I just sent the guy a tape and he called into my house and said, do you want to go on air with us tomorrow night? I'm like, yeah. So it was that kind of a scene back then. But I mean, now you can set up your internet station. I know that in your bedroom and all that, but if I was 13 and an internet station in my bedroom, it would last a month and I'd lose interest.
I rang up the radio station I was listening to at the time, and I said, can I come to the station and do a show?
And we don't want to make this about the good old days, because the good old days were always the crap old days also. How do you do it now? If you're 13 or 15, like, there's no radio stations for kids.
Well, yeah, there is a few, but only a few. And I was searching during the week.
Okay.
Trying to find
that sounds
some
like a setup,
stations.
But it wasn't a setup. Okay.
Yeah, I was doing a lot of stuff about.
I knew you were. Maybe that's why it's in my head, is it?
About young kids on radio, and if there was anything, somebody had asked me during the week.
Oh, is that what it was?
That's what it was.
Okay.
Somebody had asked about, is there any kids radio stations out there run by kids?
They didn't bloody ask me.
Well, they just went to you. They came to me.
Maybe they don't trust me. Yeah, don't ask him.
You've got one of those faces.
Don't trust him. He's got that look in his eye. We'll go to Tracy. She looks nicer.
Although they didn't hear those voiceovers.
Oh, that's the thing. Go back to the start of this podcast. You'll never get business again.
Yeah.
So, okay, all right,
radio
stations. Oh, hang on. Well, I'll hand the floor to you. You've done research on this.
Okay, so radio stations run by children for children. First of all, I found one, RX Radio, which is Red Cross War Memorial Children's Hospital in Cape Town. They do a superb job. Child patients, they do all the production, they do the presentation. The person who runs it, Gabriel, said it takes their mind off
everything. If you've ever been in hospital.
Yeah, the loneliness.
That is the most boring place in the world. And worrying. Yeah.
Missing their parents, all that kind of stuff. Plus, it's fun and they're part of a team. And they make some great radio. I was listening to some of the shows. Amazing stuff.
Okay.
Really, really good stuff.
What I enjoy about being on radio is learning about what the equipment is and stuff like that. Meeting new people. I mean, I've met a lot of new people. I've made a lot of new friends. I really like to motivate kids. I don't like when kids are down in the gutters. I like it when they're happy, running around, having a smile on their face.
What I enjoy about being on radio is I like to a lot. I like making people smile, and yeah, I just like people. I want people to hear my voice and share my story with them.
They enjoy it because we inspire them with our stories, and they enjoy the music.
I will be interviewing Tamina, RX Radio's child reporter, who had Liz in remission. There's a lot more to come on the show, so don't press that dial.
And we can talk about animals and nature.
I talk about all the things that interest me and the things that I've learned about.
Talk about stuff.
Thank you for tuning to RX Radio. Goodbye.
What do I think about this incredible radio station? It's young kids who are at the Red Cross Hospital, some of them fighting for their lives, some of them not, but they're inspiring enough to be able to live their dreams. Like, a lot of us adults are older and we've never ever followed these dreams. These kids are at the Red Cross Hospital, one of the best hospitals, children's hospitals in the world, and they're following their dreams. It's inspiring. And my question is, what the hell is your excuse not to be living your dreams when these kids are living their dreams?
Also another radio station, which doesn't seem to be on the air anymore, but this guy, this dad, bought a transmitter kit and basically set up a radio station for his child. The radio station was called WKID
967
FM in Florida.
Is that either the spells WKID or Wicked? It's one or the other.
Adam A. Dog, one of the youngest CEOs ever, At the peak, they had 100,000 listeners to this radio station.
Well done.
And they had some amazing guests. They had like celebrities, they had sports stars, career advice, piercings, best pizza toppings. We were talking about
pepperoni and cheese.
Mortgage.
Don't get one.
Test.
Don't get one, kids. I'll save you all the trouble.
Amazing stuff. So, I mean, I can't see them on the air anymore. I suppose it's just a short lifespan because they were... It was 2004 when this
they've
was set up.
Up.
They've grown up now.
They've
and they were all
to do.
Friends and stuff, so...
Yeah, they've yeah. other stuff to do.
But it was really, really good.
Well, would you... I mean...
I mean, anybody, go onto their website, WKID 967 FM, and listen to some of their recordings, some of the podcasts. They are absolutely fantastic. Really good presentation as well.
Tune in this Wednesday night, folks. We'll be having Celebrity Night, the GO Show, starting at 7 o'clock Friday night, Rookie Night.
Bobo the Monkey in the studio.
Hey, folks, today we're going to be having a dance contest.
I don't see what the big deal is about piercings.
My dad would definitely freak out.
It's not professional.
That is so disrespectful.
We fight like cats and dogs.
What are you doing? You're on air.
You're the boss, man.
I like being the boss.
You're listening to WKID 96.7.
We'll be right back. Thank you for tuning in.
These kids are in here creating and running their own show. Look what these kids have done to this little local radio station. They've taken it worldwide. They've got listeners from all around the world. Over 100,000 listeners.
You're listening to WKID 96.7.
Celebrity Night with another special guest.
We're in here for an interview.
This is an exclusive.
A Lifetime TV series called Drop Dead Diva. And my character's name is Jill Morell.
Personally, I don't watch American Idol.
Can you handle this? You can't be scared of the mic.
Do I hear trouble? Dun,
dun, dun. Why are you so quiet? Why are you so hush?
Because I haven't told anybody.
This show really stinks.
Speaking of things that smell like poop, Adam!
Well, it all started when my dad got an idea.
You know, I'm in electronics. I could probably build a radio kit.
I go out to the Christmas tree, I'm like, what is this? And he's like, it's a little kit for a radio station.
Spent, oh, probably 40 hours building this transmitter kit and put it all together and had it all ready by Christmas.
You're listening to WKID 96.7.
We'll be right back. Thank you for tuning in.
This might be the nicest studio I've ever been in my life.
Really?
Take a bottle of bread.
I'm just trying to think of who... listenership wise, I mean, they have 100,000 listeners in that area, or is that worldwide? Or what
that was worldwide.
That was worldwide.
Yeah,
okay,
they had a map
yeah.
and everything. Of
oh, okay. So it wasn't just there. Where were they? Florida? Is that what you said?
Florida. Yeah.
So yes. Yeah, so, okay. So worldwide is good. So that was all online listening. And,
yeah.
So
yeah.
they probably had about 100 or 200 people locally, and then the rest would be worldwide. That's a good audience for any radio station.
Fantastic.
100,000. All right. So I don't know why I brought up the thought of kids, but yeah, maybe it was because you were talking or you had some. I must have seen you do some prep.
Probably the Guinness Book of Records thing I was talking about during the week as well.
Oh yeah, what was that about?
That was that girl Kimberly Perez, born in 1998.
That's what it was.
At the age of 5, she started doing her radio show on KLAX in LA.
Yeah, KLAX.
And still doing it now. Guinness Book of Records, youngest radio presenter ever.
What age were you when you first performed in any manner?
Performed?
In any manner.
Oh.
On whether it's behind a mic, on stage, on camera.
Oh, yeah, probably on stage
what
when I was
were,
in England.
What
yeah.
age were you?
When I used to live in Hampshire.
What age were you?
I think it was about 5.
Nah, I beat you. 2.
Oh,
yeah.
So you had to beat me.
Oh, yeah.
Because I said I was 13. See, he had to. He always does this.
I am in no way competitive.
Yeah, yeah.
But I won that
yeah.
one.
Yeah. He sits at the table
no,
eating his dinner every
no,
night
no,
and he
no,
goes,
no.
Ah, I'm the winner.
Too much information.
Yeah.
TMI.
I'm asleep. No, I'm still awake. Yeah. So the question is how to get young people into radio.
Ah, there's a good point. Because they're not listening according to everybody. They don't care about radio anymore according to everybody. All
yeah.
the experts. If you want to hear about experts, listen to the Laurie Anderson song, Everyone's an Expert. It's the best song
the
about
experts. The smartphone generation, the multi-platform world generation.
On board already.
I mean, there's too much variety,
isn't
there?
That has the word smart in front of it, I don't trust, number one. Probably because I'm an old fuddy-duddy.
When we were... Back in the day, we had CDs, we had vinyl, we had physical photos.
Okay.
Nowadays,
yeah.
everything is just...
Yeah, well, they're a visual generation coming up, right? This generation were born in, let's say, 2000 or even between 2000 and 2005.
There's a lot of variety out there.
But they are
so
visual.
It's hard to actually... I mean, we just had radio, TV... We didn't have all the stuff they have now. So it was easier for us to kind of be attracted to radio.
The question is, that's all fair enough, but time moves on. And you know, you could have said in the 1950s, we didn't have radio. We just had newspapers. So there's always something we didn't have that we now have.
Years ago, we used to buy radios. We used to get radios given to us for Christmas.
I know, but it's moved
Who
on.
Who buys a kid a radio
move
anymore?
Move on, Grandma. Move on. Times change, you know.
So how are we going to get young people back into radio?
Well, that's the thing. Well, will we ever? I mean, it's like asking how will we get young people back into using a slate and a piece of chalk in order to write. It's gone. So is it just gone? Is it just over? Or can we get
buy
it back?
Buy an iPhone. There's no FM on the iPhone.
No,
on the Android, I think there is
Android's
FM.
Hard.
But listen, why would you listen to FM when you got Wi-Fi on your phone?
And you can get Spotify.
And you can get YouTube.
Well, I mean, we did a talk in Ballyfermot College last year, wasn't it? In Dublin, to media students, radio students, actually, not just media, radio students. And you ask them, they're all like 18, 19, 20 years old. You ask them, what do they want to hear on the radio? And they said they want to hear talk shows geared towards them. And as one lady pointed out, Shannon, her name is, and Shannon said, there's a talk show on Spin, the radio station, the CHR station in Dublin, that's geared to my demographic, but it's on air when I'm in college, so I can't listen to it. And she had a very valid point. So what's the point in having a show geared towards me when I can't listen to it? But the bigger picture was, the answer they gave was, what we want to hear is shows that we can talk about and will relate to us.
That's right. They were saying stuff like, you know, we want to hear about what is a mortgage and what is interest and how do I open a bank account.
What those kids that you're talking about in Florida were doing.
Yes.
What's the best pizza topping? Why not? Have fun with it as well.
Exactly.
It doesn't always have to be serious. But is that the answer? Is it content, engaging content all the time?
Listen, we got kids and they watch YouTube videos all the time. I sometimes go in and I'm looking at what they're watching and it's stuff like that. But it's visual.
Oh, listen, there was a stat out today as we're recording this about podcasts. Google are setting up a podcast app to rival iOS, right? And they were saying 90% of people listen to the entire podcast. So if they're listening to a podcast, right, they put it on, it's 45 minutes, 90% of people will listen to the entire duration of the podcast, which dismisses the entire lie that that generation have no attention span. Because they will listen to 45 minutes, sometimes 90 minutes. Who are those guys, the conspiracy theory guys? Their podcasts are 3 hours long. 3 hours! And people listen to the entire thing. Because they're walking around, they're having their day, they're popping in and out of the podcast. So the attention span thing doesn't really come into it when you give them content that they want.
That's an interesting point, because as I was doing the research during the week, I noticed a lot of kids are making podcasts.
Nah, podcasts are huge. Podcasts, they're
going
to double.
So it's not the whole thing of audio, listening.
No. All the money's going into podcasts now. All the money's going into podcasts. And with Google, when Google launched this, it's going to double the amount of podcasts available. That's what they say. There will be twice as many podcasts available to listen to. Now, a lot of podcasts are crap, but not as many as there were. You remember the early days of podcasts? People were just talking into their computer mic and it was like, oh, this is awful rubbish. Now everybody's got the mics and they've got the podcast, the Rode podcast mic set up.
Great,
you know,
audio editing.
They all go to Thoman.de and they buy their podcast set up and they're done, and they even get the little audio insulation around their booth and a little whatever they're talking in. And people are doing a good job and they're using, the program where you can record Skype calls. We were just talking about today with one of our clients.
Oh, Clear.
Clear thingy. Yeah, but Clear thingy. You know what we're talking about if you know podcasts. It's just gone from my head.
Yeah, it's completely gone.
Yeah, but all this stuff that's available now making podcasts sound much, much, much better. But again, it just comes away from radio. Do we need to lose the word radio and just say audio? It's just audio now. Everything is audio. Is the word radio damaging radio? When you put radio at the end of something, does that damage it? Should it just be audio? If you're 96 FM, should you be 96 FM audio and get rid of radio completely?
Just a brand new word altogether.
Or a brand new word altogether. Yeah, for sure. I mean,
radio we associate with FM,
is it
AM,
like saying,
long wave.
Is it like saying, I think I'll put on a record on the gramophone machine?
Yeah.
It's just a word that dates.
It's probably kids are going, you know, My parents used to listen to the radio.
That's right.
It's like you with a gramophone. It's like, you know, our parents used to listen to gramophones and all that kind of stuff. We associate that with the past, with old-fashioned.
And
maybe old-fashioned is radio for them and they don't want to be associated with that.
It's why kids aren't on Facebook, because that's what their parents are on. They're not going to go on Facebook. That's for the old people, for God's sake.
What are Snapchat.
Yeah, your daughter was saying
Instagram
a couple of weeks ago, Facebook, that's where middle-aged people go on to complain, isn't it? And that's the perception. It's where middle-aged people go on to complain. So what kid's going to be part of that? I digress off the radio theme, though, but I'm just trying to figure out. My question is the word radio damaging radio?
Interesting. I think we'll leave that up to you guys.
Well, it's just an ongoing conversation, isn't it?
Yeah, interesting. We want feedback on this.
Actually, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, give us some feedback. By the way, thanks for listening to our podcast. This is episode 7. And we're up to number... We're constantly in the top 10 training podcasts, which is cool.
We've just been added to Google Podcasts today.
Okay, so we're
Thank
always
you,
on the
platform.
So thanks, guys, for listening to us. And if you like what you hear, do share it around. Let people know. It's called The Honor
Coach Podcast. We're in TuneIn as well.
Oh, we're on TuneIn though as well. We're trying to get onto Spotify.
We're spreading around.
Yeah, so anyway. Yeah, we appreciate it. Yeah, we're not... And we might put some pictures on this in the future so the kids can relate to it, because they're visual after all. Not like the old days.
Speaking of podcasts, it was Father's Day at the weekend and we found some really good podcasts related to daddies. First Time Dads is one in the UK. It was set up by Daily Mirror journalists Richard Innes and Steve Mile about raising your first child, and it was nominated for the best podcast 2018.
Congratulations, chaps.
There's Life of Dad from the States, Tommy Riles and Art Eddy, 30-minute podcast, Thoughts of Fatherhood. They got actors, comedians and sports guys on there. And the third one is the Dad Podcast, another one from the USA, Justin Warsham. He's the host of that. One guest, one topic, daughters, the masculine man, a whole lot of topics on there. It's about an hour and 30 minutes.
And you notice one thing when you go, do you ever do a Google search for anything? If you're going off a podcast, you'll find half them aren't on air anymore, which is always interesting as well. It's an always developing medium, podcasting, isn't it? It's changing, it's developing, people are coming onto it and organising it in different ways. It's still this Google thing is going to be huge. Anyway, just throwing that out there. Radio, is it killing radio?
Hey Chicago, what a day for a daydream. Show me an unhappy man today and I'll show you a...
It's him. That is the male voice, Nails Mahoney. And little old me, Tracy Lee. Thanks for joining us for Podcast 7. Presenter training on iTunes, TuneIn, Anchor, Podomatic, and now on Google Podcasts. So we're on Twitter, twitter.com/onaircoach, and we had a absolutely amazing response to a tweet that we put up during the week.
A tweet on Twitter, you say?
A tweet.
Yes, this particular one got like 19 million retweets and 400,000 billion likes or something.
He's exaggerating now.
Maybe just a smidge. Yeah, but it's nice. Do you ever put out a tweet and you get a really good response to it? You go, oh, whoa.
Yeah, you put it up and I was like, and he's like, Tracy, look. I was like, what?
Well, you see, here's the thing about it, right? When I first started Twitter, you probably did this yourself as well. You were going for as many people as you could get following. It was all about numbers. And now we start to realise it's not about numbers, it's about quality, right? It's not about quantity, it's about who's following you. And what I was excited about was the people who were liking this tweet and retweeting it were what you call quality. They were quality, mate.
They were quality.
It wasn't just, you know, the guy that runs the chip shop down the road. It was program directors. Program directors and consultants and proper, really good presenters who were appreciating this tweet. So I thought, oh, I love that. That's cool. It's just a nice feeling. Yeah, but it was a tongue-in-cheek tweet, wasn't it?
There was the quantity and the actual impressions and everything. The statistics were huge.
Look at your Twitter stats, by the way. If you never look at them, they're very interesting. This was called 10 non-bullshit ways to be a better presenter. That's what it was called. So 10 non-bullshit ways. Okay, number 10.
So number 10 was impress yourself. Stop messing about and become the presenter you always wanted to be.
Number 9. Do you care? You need to care, because if you don't care, you're going to be found out.
At number 8, who cares? Always the number one question to ask before a link. Will your listener care?
Number 7, give yourself a break if your show sucked today. It's okay. It's just life. Things move on. Try again and try better.
At number 6, over-deliver. Before delivering a link, think, how can this be even better?
That's not always an easy one, though, because if you're having a bad show, you don't really want to think, how can this be better? You just want to get out of the studio, don't you? So that's a tough one. That takes discipline, that one, I think. Number 5. Now, not everybody liked this one, but you know what? I don't give a rat's ass because I believe I'm right. Number 5 is your listener is lazy. Yes, that's right. You need to do all the work. Expect nothing.
I think you got to, you know,
all right.
Emphasize.
Here's the deal, right?
This one.
All right, here's the deal. Your listener's sitting at home, they're in their car, okay? What did they have to do in order to be entertained by you? Did they have to do anything? Oh, yeah, they have to press the button on the radio in order to hear you. So they've done that, right? So now they're sitting back. Is there anything they need to do to be entertained by you? I'm saying no.
No, it's like the school teacher. Teacher goes into the class. The student just sits there. The teacher's got to do all the work.
Teacher's got to do all the work. You go to a movie theatre to watch, or you go to any theatre for a live play. Do you
you're there to be entertained.
I'm a lazy audience member. I just want to sit there and be entertained. I don't want to have to do anything. You know the worst thing?
Plus. The thing is, people's attention span nowadays, they've got so much stuff, variety and all that stuff we were talking about before.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to be turning channels and stuff. So you've got to grab their attention. You've got to keep them on edge.
If you're ever at a comedy show or anything, you know the worst thing is when the comedian says, well, let's take a volunteer from the audience. You go, oh, I don't want to do it. I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to go on stage. You don't want to do anything. You just want to be entertained. See, a listener, okay, lazy is the word I use to grab your attention, but it just means they're not going to do anything.
We have a whole load of tips and tricks and stuff like that for our presenter training masterclasses that we're doing. So if anybody wants to get in touch about that, how to grab your listener's attention.
Oh, yeah.
You know, sign up with us because we do have lot of
July
stuff
is
on that.
We have a whole program for July. If you want to go on the website, onaircoach.net, you just put up our schedule for July, didn't you? Our calendar?
Yeah. They're individual presenter masterclasses. Yeah. So there is three a week.
Pick and choose whichever one you
Four
want.
Weeks.
Sign up for the one you want and we'll hook you up. Yeah, have a look at them. Anyway, that was number 5.
Number 4. Avoid toxic people. The presenter who always badmouths the station. Walk away! Stay away from them!
Number 3, don't be an asshole. Support other people. Clean the studio when you're done.
Clean
be nice.
Studio.
You know, make a cup of coffee for the guy or girl on after you or before you. Just don't be an asshole. Just be nice.
At number 2, who the hell are you? Go in and be you.
That's what they tell you to be.
Work hardest at finding out who you are.
Yeah, they always say, go in there and just be yourself. That's the hardest thing you can do in radio, is to go in there and be you.
It sure is. You got to learn how to be you.
That's a lifelong thing. You never stop learning that. Number 1, in no particular order, show up on time and be prepped. Don't make the previous person wait for you as well. If they're finished their shift and you're coming in next, just get the hell into the studio. Give them 30 seconds after they shut the mic off and walk in and have your stuff ready. Be ready. They're the top 10 non-bullshit ways to be a better presenter. You're very welcome.
Da-da-dun. There we go. And more like that. If you want more information, more tips and stuff on being a better presenter, get in touch with us on aircoach.net. All the information is on there on the website.
You actually did a jingle there.
You did
a da-da-dun.
Da-da-da.
Do you ever do that when you're talking to someone and something happens? You go da-da-da-da. You're like,
we're always doing
bloody
stuff
radio
like
people.
That.
We're actually bloody putting our own jingles in. In conversations, you know. What's that all about?
That's part of our daily routine, though, Nails.
Imagine your name was Barry. Here's Barry. Kind of, what's going on?
I'm going to make the dinner.
Yeah, okay, I'm annoying myself now.
The chips are done.
Everybody's voting for the friendly voice of radio, the people's choice. Music, weather, sports and news, it's radio.
It's quarter to 2. Oh, I must get a little hand put on that watch.
lots of people come to Malta. Angelina and Brad, James Bond, I Love MTV this year with Jason Derulo and Paloma Faith, and listen closely. So do you know what I heard during the week, Nails?
Yep.
The International Radio Festival are coming to Malta.
Saw that, yeah. That's pretty exciting, isn't it? Because we're based in Gozo, which is right beside Malta, little island.
Little island.
And you were saying, I'm only here a wet weekend, or a dry weekend, as the case may be in Malta. But you were saying, like, nothing happens like that here. Is that right?
So this is kind of a first. Like, what?
This is kind of a...
Serious?
So it's kind of a big deal, this coming to Malta. Am I right about that?
Yeah, huge. Yeah. Absolutely.
Little island doesn't get a lot of attention.
I mean, you've got the Isle of MTV, all right.
Doesn't get a lot of radio loving, does it not?
No.
No. Which is unusual. I mean, it's got a good, vibrant radio scene here, isn't it?
Perfect.
Yeah?
Perfect place.
What kind of stuff do you know that they talk about at this International Radio Festival?
Audio, radio, course.
Oh, it's audio. Mm. Just audio? Because remember we were at the one in Paris, we were at the European radio show in Paris, and Philippe Chapeau, who ran the whole thing there, was telling us that it was very visual as well as audio. Do you remember he was saying that? He was saying, I was asking him why there's so many video cameras around and TV cameras. And he says, well, that's how radio is now. The video follows the audio, was the way he put it. So if these guys are just commentating only on audio, that, oh, you know what? I want to bloody talk of that.
I want to talk of that. I mean, I'm doing that research for my sound at the moment. I would love the opportunity just to do a presentation on that.
That would be a very interesting thing to do, and even to attend. The International Radio Festival, they're Swiss, aren't they? Are they from Zurich?
Zurich,
yes. I know those guys. Don't know them, I've heard of them. All right.
Let's get in touch with them.
All right, keep your eye on the prize here. Yeah, we're going to try and get ourselves a gig doing that.
We're on a mission.
We're blatantly putting ourselves forward. Hey, International Radio Festival.
We're putting ourselves forward
here,
yeah.
We're ready to talk about audio for you. If you're looking us up online, we're on aircoach.net. If you are, be careful when you're online, because I was looking up an article the other day. I wanted to find the top three something. I can't remember what it was.
Can I just mention just
one
thing? That sound presentation?
Yeah.
We actually did it already at the European radio show last year.
This year, we've got an updated one.
Anyway, go on, Google.
I was looking up the top three something or other. I can't remember what it was. And I found, just say it's the top three socks in Argentina. All right, so I found this thing that says, here's the list of the top three socks in Argentina. So I went, oh, great, I'll click on that. And all it was a bloody article. Paragraph after paragraph after paragraph. And I realised once again, I've been suckered into one of these clickbait links that say they're going to give you the top three or top ten things, and all they are advertising articles written.
What, so you get like top three bras in Spain or
no,
something?
No, I don't even remember what it was. They were talking about whatever I wanted to hear about, but they weren't giving me what I asked for. They weren't giving me what they said.
Yeah.
The top three things. So I'm just saying, when you're searching stuff, just remember, Google, everything online is to sell you stuff.
It's true. I mean, years ago, you type something in Google and you get the pop-ups, okay? And people were always complaining there's so many pop-ups. The pop-ups have sort of died.
Oh, they're gone.
But, and because of all those new laws and stuff coming in now, where you have to kind of like agree to this and that.
That's
they can't kind of spam you
anymore. I disagree with everything, by the way, but yeah.
But nowadays, like if you look up something, Google something for a solution, you're hit with all these articles that just have the clickbait in them all the time.
Yeah.
And it's very, very hard to find the solution you're looking for. You're looking to, you could be like on page 5 of Google on the results and not have found the solution
the
to
internet
it at all.
The internet basically is crap. And you're better off asking somebody or going and looking in a book now.
Google results is just turning into your newsfeed on Facebook.
That's all it is. And remember,
it's just gone page after page.
And Facebook is just where middle-aged people go to complain. So, which reminds me, that's where I'm going now, because I've got to complain about Google, for God's sake. Okay, I need to go and do a few voiceovers now, so I'll talk to you later.
You've got to use the small studio, though, because I've got to use this
I'm not using the small studio. It's rubbish down there.
You've got to use the small studio.
But
sorry,
all the
Nails.
Cars go by. Sick of the stupid studio.
Join us for another presenter training podcast from On Air Coach. For now.
I'm for